This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. Incentivizing your team is absolutely crucial to the success of your business. And through the ups and downs of the pandemic, it can be tough to not only motivate your staff, but measure their performance. Shane Munn, founder of SME Performance Reward System Vimigo, joins me on the line today to talk about that and more.
I'm Shane Munn from Vimigo. So what we do, we help SME to transform, to make their company become a platform, to create a win-win for employee and employer. Because I believe the right talent, we should not manage them. We should encourage them and then give them the right reward. The right talent, we should give more encouragement. The people who need to manage, normally I will say that they might not have right talent. Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how and why you started Vimigo.
Okay, this is a very good question. Most people also ask me about this. How Vimigo start? Vimigo stands for Vision, Mission, Goal. As we call Vimigo and Mission, it's because I was a very traditional SME. Okay, I had my father's business in a hardware shop to transform them into a brand, into a real entrepreneur. It's a corporate company. It's called Big Buff. So we form a hardware shop. Then we become a branding, bath and kitchen, hardware shop, a bathroom shop. So on this journey, I found out from a traditional SME to become a systematic and become a brand, you need a lot of structure and system. And then the people. So everything is about people. So why people want to stay? I must have find a meaning of I have a future, and then it need to be rewarded fairly. So on this journey, then I work very hard to build a system and then try to implement a lot of tech and then structure and motivation. Then after that, I success to transform the Big Buff, the old business, from a 20 people staff to until today 150 team. So we become a Malaysia number one chain store in bath and kitchen. So, but on this journey, I found I have been going through for the 15 years. That is very, actually quite helpful for other SME also. So I decide to share my software, share our knowledge, share our skill set to all other SME. So I hope our tool set can help them to shorten the try and error things. Mm. Yeah, so we give them the mindset, skill set and tool set for the Vimigo.
Fantastic. So in case it wasn't made clear earlier, so Vimigo is an app essentially that has the system on it. The company will download that app and all the staff will download that app, and it's used in a number of ways. Now, there are a couple of, I guess, categories of features that Vimigo has. So the first couple that I want you to help explain are the performance and reward features. So tell me a little bit about how that works.
Yes, Vimigo is a software. It's an app. When we're talking performance reward system, how we create a win-win. What is the core function? How we work, okay? So let's take an example. Okay, imagine there is a traditional creative agency team. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's use a creative agency team so we can relate. Okay, so most of the time, only the sales team will get reward, get commission. But to a creative agency to success, it's a teamwork. Okay, what is mean by teamwork? The salesperson get a sales coming, get a client coming. But to fulfillment, to make sure the customer got result, it need a content creator, graphic, video, everything and everything. But sorry to say, this back-end people, they work day and night, but they are not be appreciated and reward fairly. Only the salesperson will got it. So this is actually when you talk about the basic, from a junior to senior, it's why should I sacrifice my work-life balance Saturday, Sunday, day and night, 12 hours a day mm-hmm. to achieve what I have? So we meet team, we meet you, we meet goal. What we do, companies set a target, a goal. Let's say a goal. Let's say this year, we must be get a great AFR agency. We become a Malaysia SME first choice agency. Mm-hmm. Okay, then this year, we need to get 300 clients. So this is the boss and the top management decide on the goal and mission for this year. Let's say like the goal for this year. So if I set this already, set inside the system, then the HOD, top management, it will come and decide, okay, what we can contribute. It's not talking about what I should do, what I don't know. It's not a task based. Mm-hmm. It's based on this goal, everyone, what we can contribute right. to make sure this goal to achieve. So when everyone contribute, okay, you set inside the system, I will promise to achieve. It's not what I need to do. It's an achievement, I promise. So when everyone put their achievement promise inside the system, when we hit the target, system will auto-distribute the money for everyone. But if today we achieve the target, let's say we got hit 500 client a day, but one of the person, whatever they promised, they did not do, okay? They did not fulfill that promise. So the system will auto-take this person portion to equally distribute for other people. So our system can clearly show that who make achievement, who did not make achievement, who is ranked number one, number two, number three, number four. Because the system will clearly give you a very transparent performance. Because most of the time, only the bosses and HR know who is a good people, who did not perform. But not everyone. Imagine a team got 80 people, 100 people. So it's difficult to see who is working, who is not working. Some pretend working, some did not achieve. So we are talking about achievement. So what you want to achieve. So the company become, we help them, we support them to achieve what they want to achieve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Vimeco.
Right. Okay, so from what I gathered, let me just clarify. So essentially, an overarching goal is set for a longer period of time, let's say a quarter or a year, right? And that's set by, you know, the heads of department or the founder or, you know, whoever is sort of the leader of that particular team. Then each team member sets their own personal goal within that, right? So, for example, if it's to make X money by this quarter, someone says, okay, I will bring in however many clients myself to achieve that goal, right? Just out of interest, so you mentioned that if one person does not achieve their goal, but the overarching goal is reached, that person's, I guess, share of this reward will be distributed evenly amongst the rest of the people, right? Hypothetically, what happens if that person, it wasn't on purpose that they didn't meet their goal, right? Let's say some personal issue came up or, you know, they had to take some time off for whatever reason. What happens in those extenuating circumstances?
Okay, that is very good question. So you see, we are talking about rewarding. So mm-hmm. we just provide a choice, the choice, okay? Just imagine we make a simple case study. Okay, we talk about Grab. Everyone using Grab. Mm-hmm. So Grab did not ask you what time to work and how you're going to work. Okay, how long you need to take a break. I need to manage you on this. Mm-hmm. But I just need to tell you, if you can achieve 20 trips per day, I will be reward you
right
for addition 20%. Mm-hmm. So this is Vimeco. So all the SME can design this kind of thing inside a system. For example, let's say I say a DJ, okay? It's a good DJ. Okay, mm-hmm. let's say today your program more than how many people listen rate, then right. you will get additional reward.
Right.
So this kind of thing is set inside the system. If you can achieve it, then you got additional reward. If you don't, it's okay. I did not punish you. You just did not get the additional things.
Right. So
this is what our system about.
Right. So all of this is basically not this is all an additional incentive, basically.
Yes, yes. It's not a management tool. Mm. It's a rewarding tool. It's an incentive. We always provide extra. Mm-hmm. So the money come from me. Come from where? Actually, it's from the market. So the company earning additional money, I take a portion and distribute for everyone.
Mm-hmm, right. And yeah. So in a sense, right, you're basically gamifying the workplace in a way. I mean, obviously, you know, the crucial management style is sort of there. You still have to hit your KPIs, go through appraisals as per normal. This is just an additional supplement just to sort of motivate everyone and keep everyone on, I guess, a playfully competitive mood in a sense.
Okay. Yes or no. Okay. Because Vimeco is not a KPI tool.
Yeah.
Okay, because we always say that Vimigo is not a KPI tool. It's a performance reward system tool. So, okay, why we always say that? Because the real talent now are they would like to do what they like to do and not the boss tell them what to do.
Right.
Okay, so we try to ask the management and the employer, you change your mindset first. You try to make your company become a platform. We have over 500 companies that's using our software, like the Ali or the content creator, Cody Home TV, or the CR Wang. All these, they are still using our software. But what I try to deliver is you try to treat everyone as your business partner.
Okay.
Every employee is a business partner. Mm-hmm. So we provide them an option. So if we are partner mindset, so how we work together.
Mm.
Then you bring some at the yearly of the year. I mean, like this January, we want to hit end of the year, what kind of target? So we bring some together, we set together the whole system. So if we can achieve that, then we split the reward. So from top to bottom, every tier. Yeah.
Right. So as I mentioned earlier, it's an additional thing. So it's in addition to everything else as an extra motivation, basically.
Yes.
Got it. Okay, interesting. Now, I do want to talk a little bit. You mentioned that although this is not supposed to be your defining, this is not a management tool, but you do actually have some human resource management features as well, right? So from what I can see here, you've got Vimy Announce, Vimy Leave, and Vimy Check. And so what I'm guessing is that because this is a sort of company-wide, intended to be a company-wide app, right? This is essentially using that platform as a bulletin board for whatever is going on, who's on leave, who's not on leave, what announcements there are, if there's a Christmas event or something like that, right?
Yeah. So basically, we do also provide all kind of HR management neat features like check-in, work from home, take a leave, and then announcement, and then knowledge transfer, all the basic thing we have. Mm. But the core of our function is gamified performance reward.
Got it. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Shane of Vimigo all about the thoughts on how the pandemic has affected work culture and how Vimigo helps in this regard. So do stay tuned to Open for Business here on BFM 89.9.
Business, football, music. BFM 89.9.
Listening to Open for Business, I'm Christine Wong. I'm speaking to Shane Munn, founder of SME Performance Reward System Vimigo, all about gamifying the workplace and looking at work culture. Before the break, we talked a little bit about the performance and reward features of Vimigo and how they are approaching redefining work culture, as well as some thoughts on gamifying the workplace. Now, before we get into the pandemic, I do want to ask a few questions about your pricing. I've noticed that you have three plans available, a subscription plan essentially, that are on a monthly basis, and it ranges from 1,280 ringgit per month, that's the most basic plan, to 4,270 ringgit per month for the most, I guess, premium plan. But what I thought was really interesting is that throughout all the plans, you actually offer the same features. So what exactly differentiates all three plans?
Excellent. Most of the software outside that we sell, there are additional feature, additional money, all these kind of things. But we try to help SME that we charge them based on their company size, based on their user. So your company size, if doesn't need so many users, then we just charge based on the user. Very straightforward. Mm. One plan, one price, just different company size. We grow with you. So whatever you have, and then you're paying one price. In the future, whatever new feature you also will have, we did not charge you additional on that. So we grow with you. Because the market is changing, the trend is changing, the people also changing. So we need to time to time fit with the market, fit with the company, you know, to upgrade our features. Mm. Yeah.
And another element that I thought was very interesting is that most paid apps, for example, will often offer a trial period that is free, but you don't. You have what is called a weekly online live preview instead. Tell me a little bit about why that is.
Excellent. Actually, we do provide free trial before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean, even during the pandemic, we give them a free package. You can, but I found it the result, the implementation result is not really good.
Mm.
It creates more trouble, more problem for the HR. Why? When they don't pay, they don't pay attention. They did not commit. So, you know, like all the bosses, you're like, you go and try, like, you they ask the HR, go and try. But sorry to say, all the bosses, most of the problem is a boss problem. It's not an employee, okay? So, you always want to try. We try to educate the employer first. Just the mindset, you must correct first. You're willing to share the future with your talent.
Mm.
You're willing to share the profit, share everything. No, you need to grow together.
Mm-hmm.
We try to hope... you need to change from the boss to the leader. And then you need to train the staff to become the partner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the leader inspire the partner to work better and then incubate them. So this is the whole concept of Vimigo.
Mm-hmm.
It's create a win-win. So last time when we didn't charge them, I'll give them a free trial. They're very hard to give up. They're just open, oh, it's just a tool, this
mm-hmm.
and that.
Mm-hmm.
No. So after we change this, our successful rate, and then you can go to our Vimigo YouTube channel. You can see all our customer testimonial. Over 100 customers give us testimonial before and after, how they implement, what is the result, mm-hmm. these kind of things, the sales improve, the retention, retention rate become better, and then the salary, the employee income become better also. This is the result after implement Vimigo. Yeah.
Mm. So essentially, you kind of used almost like a sunk cost fallacy approach to get people to stay committed to Vimigo.
Yes. Tell you a fun fact. Okay. Most of the people who sell software, you go to their office to present or tell them what's the future. But we don't. You must come and pay to listen to us.
Right.
What is Vimigo about? Yeah. Why we do that? Because we want the employer to commit. Because most of the problem we create problem for the HR.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If the boss don't come and understand the concept, the HR and the team lead will be in trouble. The boss say, oh, you all do, lor.
Mm-hmm.
You all do. But no, your company vision, mission, goal. Who can make a decision? It's right. Not the HR.
Mm.
It's the employer. It's the top management. It's the boss. Yeah, so they need to clear first.
Fascinating. Mm. All right. Now, you mentioned it earlier as well, but I want to talk a little bit about the pandemic, obviously, kind of the elephant in the room here. And I want to talk specifically about how Vimigo was affected by the pandemic, which is to say that you guys were growing fairly steadily throughout the pandemic, even, you know, regardless of the situation, right? So tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, excellent. Actually, the pandemic affected a lot. What we affected is not the negative one, it's a positive one.
Mm.
So because of the pandemic, everyone worked from home, the people start to change.
Mm-hmm.
So our sales, our demands for Vimigo going very, very positively and double-digit growth every month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So why last time when we talked about all this to all the SME, they will tell us, wait first, it's okay. So we slowly implement. But on pandemic, what will happen? They start to see very clear who is performed, who is not performed, who is with them, who is not with them.
Mm.
When the mom say, I'm with you, boss, but when the pandemic comes, you will see who is not with them. So they start to realize, I need a performance-based, a very good dashboard. Mm-hmm. So I will reward. No, you see, when pandemic, when we want to cut staff budget, we want to do retrain. We need to retrain who? Mm-hmm. First. So most of the SME, they start to realize I don't have a dashboard. Actually, a lot of good people, good talent, actually, they really contribute a lot, but you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
As an employer, you did not see it. Sometimes the people you see it, they are not a real contributor.
Mm-hmm.
So we use data to speak the loudest. The results speak the loudest.
Mm-hmm.
You show the data, we show all the employer, this is the data. You want to trust the data or you want to trust what you hear or you see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So during this pandemic, actually, a lot of SMEs start to change. The talent also changing. So they start to understand, we need to work together. it's not against each other. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, the SME employee is like against each other. I try to get more salary, then the employer also try to pay less salary. So it is not a healthy game. We should work together and get the money, the budget from the market. And then once we get more budget from the market, and then we split the amount based on the contribution. This is Vimigo concept.
Right. Love that you brought up teamwork, because that's a perfect segue for me to talk about your collaboration with PitchIn and your launch of your equity crowdfunding campaign. So tell me about that.
Okay, excellent. Okay, why today we are here? Because we also want to let more people know about what is Vimigo, and then we want to look for more business partners working together to bring this concept to the whole Malaysia. We try to look for the right partner that work with us to promote Vimigo concept to the whole Malaysia. You see, why we want to do that? Because a lot of good talent, actually Malaysia, I've been a lot of, around the world, I found actually Malaysia talent, actually we got a lot of good talent, but most of them is not in Malaysia. They're in around the world. Okay, why all the good talent to go, you know, go outside? Go to other countries, go to Singapore, London, and this and that. Is it really Malaysia no opportunity? For them, actually, yes. Okay. Why this will happen? Because we don't have a good system. We are not working together. So I hope more partners can join us to make Malaysia better. So it create a real good opportunity for a real good talent. So the market actually is not really... Malaysia, actually, we have different race. Actually, it's very good advantage to work together and then to set inside the system, make everything clear, work together. Yeah, so we hope working with PitchIn can look for more business partner, and then I hope you can become our part of our ecosystem also.
And so with this equity crowdfunding campaign, right, what exactly is the goal with that?
Okay, first, we hope through the ECF, the right partner can become a shareholder. Okay, then you can be part of our ecosystem. And then because in Vimigo, we have a lot of SME. We have over 500 SME that are on board with us, that are using our software. Actually, we can share our resources with all our partners also. Okay, and then we hope to link everyone together. Because we only focus performing your system. So if you are the accounting firm, if you are the software house, if you are a SME, need the service partner, welcome to join us. Welcome to become a business partner so we can work together. That's what I believe is partnership model. So everyone do their strength and we work together.
Fantastic. All right. Well, final question for you, Shane, is what are the goals for Vimigo in the future?
Excellent. Vimigo vision is to... We want to help SME achieve their vision. It's our mission. We hope to bring at least 1,000 SME to the world, okay? To let other people know that Malaysia have a great company and a great people, okay? So first of our goal is achieve 1,000 clients. Second is 10,000 clients, second level, okay? Then we will go to South Asia next year. Okay, we will start with Indonesia, Philippines, and Thailand, and Singapore. Yeah, we already set up office in Singapore and Australia. So this is our coming up Vimigo plan. We also hope more talent and partner to join us to make this happen.
Got it. All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, Shane, for sharing everything about Vimigo with me today.
Excellent. Thank you, Christine, for your invitation. Okay, I hope all the BFM audience listen on this. So it's really, really welcome to join us. Thank you. See you soon.
You've been listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Shane Munn, founder of SME Performance Reward System Vimigo, all about the performance reward system. If you would like to listen back to this interview, you can, of course, download our podcast on both our app that's available on the Apple App Store or Google Play, or on our website, bfm.my. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.